Penguin Random House presents Rethink Aging by Reshmi Chakraborty and Nidhi Chawla, read by Richa Sayal. For Ma, Baba, Mummy, Papa by Reshmi. For BG, Mummy, Papa, Appa, Amma by Nidhi. And to all the elders of Silver Talkies community and beyond. Introduction. Getting old is like climbing a mountain. You get a little out of breath, but the view is much better. By Ingrid Bergman. Aging, the multiple lens view. Rio Olympics 2016. Usain Bolt, the fastest man on earth, is getting ready for his 100-meter dash. Bolt stands a chance to create history if he wins his third Olympic gold this time. Among the cluster of photographers waiting to catch that moment is Seshadri Sukumar, a Chennai shutterbug. Sukumar had never quite imagined himself waiting in one spot for 4.5 hours as a witness to one of the greatest sporting moments in history. But over the years, he has done just that. From the time he stepped into his late 50s and 60s, Sukumar has covered several Olympic Games, FIFA World Cups, Asian Games, and every major cricket tournament India has played. A photograph taken by him graces the cover of Sachin Tendulkar's autobiography. At 66, Sukumar is living a life he hadn't even dreamt of in his early years, as he lugs around cameras and lenses weighing over 20 kilos, swiftly moving from the Tokyo Olympics to the ICC T20 World Cup 2021. Age is never on his mind.
"I'm energized by a good photograph and the process of it," he says. "And I'm just getting started."
If you ask Sukumar whether this is how he thought life would work out in his 60s, the answer would be a big no. From a conventional lens, it's hard to imagine a genial-looking former bank official globetrotting behind sports superstars in his 60s. Yet, given the times of late-life transitions we are living in, it's equally easy to visualize that, and not surprising at all. Least of all to us, being part of Silver Talkies, our social impact organization, in the last 7 years has been our biggest lesson and has taught us to rethink every stereotype associated with age ever. We have seen older adults transition to jobs, hobbies, lives and loves they have always dreamt of or discovered despite having never imagined before, often in their so-called twilight years, a term that's one of the biggest misnomers ever. The World Health Organization, WHO, would call older adults like Sukumar active agers. If you read about aging or have an interest in the area, you've probably heard the term active aging, as it has made its way into conversations about age in urban India. But what is active and healthy aging? WHO describes it as the process of developing and maintaining functional abilities that enable well-being in later years. This means regardless of gender, socioeconomic status, disability and health, a person growing older should have the chance to live life fully engaged and to their best ability across various well-being markers: physical, social, emotional, vocational, cognitive and spiritual. Simply put, age shouldn't be the hurdle you need to jump over to live the life you want. Active aging as the way of growing older is being redefined across India and the world, even though the mindset change is sometimes a slow one. When we started Silver Talkies, it was with a desire to bring together opportunities of engagement for every urban older adult whose lives we could touch. It was also a chance to tell the stories of people who chose never to let the years get in their way. Our ideas and inspirations came from home and beyond as we saw firsthand the transitions our parents experienced in midlife and their sometimes unintended impact. One of our parents had a home-based venture that she started when her life as a homemaker began changing to leave her with more downtime, with children moving away and her husband no longer in an active 9-to-5 job. Another of our parents was an artist at heart who had let work, family and responsibilities close the door on what had once been a passion for him. When he retired, his daughter, who had witnessed his passion take a back seat over the years, gifted him the best art supplies she could find in the hope that he fills his retirement years with colors. But what we wished for and what happened were two different stories. One of our parents had always been an outdoor person with an active social life and busy career. We saw that precariously diminishing as age, retirement and ailments took over. We saw boredom, uncertainty, about loss of purpose and lack of opportunities for all our parents despite the drive and skill they had. We tried to look for options to keep our parents engaged and often came back empty-handed. What we saw at home translated outside too. We realized there was no single way in which aging panned out. Some welcomed it and ran with it. Some let it cocoon them in a space of silent acceptance. Some tried to balance an ever-active young mind with an aging body. Aging is an inevitability in all our lives. Yet, the talk around it has often been unidimensional in India, looking at it from the sole viewpoint of health. We prepare extensively for college and first jobs among life's biggest changes, but there is no preparation ever for midlife and the years after it, one of the other big transition phases. Of course, we talk about retirement and celebrate it. In fact, most Indian family albums are likely to have that one photograph of a parent awarded a watch and a commemoration plaque on D-Day as colleagues clap on. But do we talk about possibilities in the years beyond retirement? Do we pause to think how this transition would go for them and how we can enable them to navigate it better? Instead, we start instant ageism, asking parents, uncles and aunts to rest up after years of work, to slow down. We have sometimes been similarly overprotective with our own parents. Nidhi's mother sits on the floor to do her daily prayers. Concerned that her mother may find it difficult, Nidhi would often discourage her to do that. Her mother responded that even if sometimes difficult, she wanted to continue the practice until she was able to. It also helped her feel flexible and able. Reshmi often stops herself for pushing her mother to get additional help around the house.
"I know how much I can stretch, so don't stop me," her mother says. "Else I'll start feeling older and inactive sooner."
What if how older adults wish to live is the opposite of what we conventionally think? What if they are just starting to discover possibilities and raring to go? An interesting survey called Jug Jug Jiyenge, done in 2018 by IVH Senior Care, identified a big mismatch between elderly parents' real concerns versus what their children thought concerned them. While 67% of children were worried about their parents' health, the parents themselves, 36% of them, were worried about maintaining their social life. 30% of them were worried about managing their daily needs. Only 10% were worried about their health. When we started our social enterprise, Silver Talkies, in 2014, it was inspired by the idea to discover opportunities and support systems which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?